Another stunning and highly critical report comes out on the General Services Administration's 18F organization. A central figure in that report decides to speed up his schedule to leave the government. And GSA's Technology Transformation Service responds to the IG report in an effort to allay those concerns. Without a doubt, rough week for GSA's digital service organization. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller has been following all the ups and downs. He joins me now with what it all means for 18F. And Jason, first of all, just review what the IG found. The GSA IG, no slouch, as past reports have shown. What do they say about 18F?
Tom, this is the second highly critical IG report that has come out over the last 6 months. And the most recent one really looks at a couple things. Management and really oversight failures is how the IG termed it. They talk about software that was unauthorized or not properly authorized to go on the network. They talk about systems that, again, didn't have the proper authorizations. They talk about the 18F organization submitting to the GSA CIO an alternative way to authorize systems, the CIO saying, no, I won't accept that, and then the 18F organization doing it anyways. And that's not only goes against policy and programs, you just also went against your CIO, which was, we know under the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, there's a lot more, I'll call it penalty or focus on the power of the CIO.
Yes, you've gone against the legally designated person responsible for that. And I would also say that if you get software on that's unauthorized, there's a cybersecurity risk in some cases.
Absolutely. Now, let me be clear. There was no evidence of a cybersecurity breach. There's no evidence of a vulnerability. And this is all about compliance. And while some people go, well, compliance, there's too much compliance in the government. And I think many people would agree with that. The point is, Tom, and I use this analogy when I spoke to the folks today at GSA, just because a road, you can drive 40 miles an hour on the road and it's you think you can safely do it, if the speed limit's 25 and the cop pulls you over and gives you a ticket for doing 40 in a 25, you can't say to the cop, well, I didn't want to comply with that law because that was a silly law, I didn't agree with it. The cop doesn't care. As one lawyer friend told me, ignorance is not a good enough defense. So what the IG found was management did not force policies to be implemented, and then secondly, were abided by. And the second, some managers that said, well, I didn't even know it existed. And neither of those are good defenses for the problems that they incurred.
And so GSA has responded. What is it saying, and who's saying it?
So Rob Cook, who is the commissioner of the Technology Transformation Service, where 18F falls under, did a series of phone calls with media yesterday, including myself. And he wanted to do a couple things. First, he wanted to say, listen, we understand the problems. We take this very seriously. But most importantly, the six recommendations that the IG made, we've already implemented them. And in fact, I wrote about this back in October after the first IG report that talked about a blatant disregard for procurement, for hiring, for financial management rules, that those changes were already in process back in October, even before then. And the other thing he wanted to say was, listen, we understand now better than ever that just because you don't agree with some sort of rule or regulation, you don't just disregard it or go around it. You have to work to change it. And he goes, part of what 18F does is we are a disruptor. We are trying to push the boundaries of government, but we just can't, as he said, go around certain barriers. We have to kind of remove the barriers. And I think that's the biggest key that he wanted to make sure people knew, that it wasn't so much that they understood the seriousness, and the fact is that they are changing their ways and have changed their ways.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, one of the people associated with 18F almost from the beginning was Aaron Snow. He says he's now going to leave at the end of the month, as you report at federalnewsradio.com. Is the IG report forcing him out early?
So I'll say no, but maybe a little. So Aaron Snow is a term employee. He had a 4-year term. It was coming to an end. The end was going to happen whether this IG report came out or not, and he was planning on leaving, according to multiple sources, including Rob Cook. I think what we're seeing through an email that Aaron sent out was maybe the IG report helped him out the door a little more quickly than maybe he wanted to, but I would definitely not, I want to be very clear here, Tom, definitely not say because of the IG report he is leaving. This is not the case. And even though it looks that way, and I think timing plays into this a little bit, his email obviously said that there are certain events going on in his life. He had some family events. He had some other job opportunity events that I think helped also push him forward. But it's just timing doesn't look good. Optics, as we know, in D.C. is a big deal. Congress, others pay attention to these things. But Aaron Snow was at the center of this. He was part of the management and oversight failures that the IG pointed out. And it's that's why I said it's been one of those weeks for 18F.
You probably have a little bit of clash of cultures here, because 18F wants to do quick and agile development. But within GSA, they have lots of rules for lots of things that they do, as you mentioned. So in many ways, it was a little bit of a management failure for GSA not to inculcate 18F to some degree in the fact that, yeah, there's ways and things you got to do here because it is the federal government.
And remember, Tom, I think you're absolutely right. But remember, the most important thing is these rules, these policies can be worked with. Now, I didn't say work around. I said worked with. There are ways to speed up, as we've seen with other agencies. And I'll point out Mark Schwartz at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service as one example, as the CI over there, who's working within the acquisition system to set up contracts to be mobile, to be agile, to get things moving more quickly, and to spend money in a way that's small increments but gets the work done. So there are ways to work within the system. You just have to understand what the system is and then where are the, if you will, easier paths. And I think what 18F didn't do, and again, I agree with you, I think GSA management from the beginning did not ensure that they understood that that there are certain things you have to do, but there are ways to work around them. I think 18F said, these are silly. These are not the way it's done in industry. We don't have time for this. And they just bulldozed through it. And now it's coming, to bite them.
What does this mean for the future of 18F overall? And of course, you know, a big digital services guy from the White House, only there a month, as you've also reported, is gone now. And so the digital services idea in general seems to be kind of drifting.
So I think there's two things going on here. First of all, the person you mentioned is Garrett Lansing. He was the White House's chief digital officer. As you said, he only lasted about a month. And our sources tell us, and Meredith Summers has a great story on federalnewsradio.com, our sources tell us that one of the reasons he left is he didn't want to give up his business interests. He had been a co-founder of a business that he didn't want to have to give up. And I think when push came to shove, he said, you know what? My business will last longer than maybe this job at the White House. And the important thing here, the reason why we're bringing him up in this whole context of 18F is Garrett Lansing went to an 18F and TTS at GSA town hall and really showed support for digital services. He also was very vocal on Twitter about a support for the U.S. digital service. So him leaving now doesn't mean that things are going downhill or things will change, but it's just when you lose a supporter, as we know, is the next person who comes in, he or she, going to have that same viewpoint? We don't know. We don't even know who the next person is. And I think that, on top of it, two bad IG reports and the rumor is a third one could be coming. When does Congress start going, is this really the way we want to spend the money? As some people have told me, and I reported about a month ago, maybe the goal is to push out these digital service experts to each agency instead of having these centralized offices, maybe make these centralized offices, USDS, smaller. And less, if you will, less powerful in some ways.
At this point, we don't know what the president himself thinks about any of this. There's been no speeches, no policy papers,
correct,
no orders.
Absolutely, and there's not a federal CIO, there's not an OMB deputy director for management, there's not a GSA administrator. Again, we're waiting on all these positions who will weigh in on the future of digital services more generally. Listen, Tom, we can say it's not going to go anywhere. They're not going to go backwards. They're not going to be like, no, the client server setup really was the way to go, and let's do waterfall. We know that's not going to happen.
Let's hope not.
But we don't know what the future will look like. And as I've reported before, the future will be different than it is today. It always is, isn't it?
It sure is. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, as always, thanks for that update.
My pleasure, Tom.
And there's more coverage at federalnewsradio.com.